She stormed around the cryocylinder and caught the strange sight of herself standing directly in front of her. An exact doppelganger, supported by the man whom she now realized was Darth Vader's agent, the so-called Starkiller. Her face burned at the indignity and the invasion of her privacy.
"Is there a psychological profile in there too?" she asked.
Young man and droid stared back at her. The droid, Proxy, snapped to attention in a fair imitation of her. Complete with neat blonde hair, regulation uniform, tri-colored insignia, and a smudge of grease just forming on her cheek. As the droid updated his image files.
"Actually, yes. But it's restricted."
The young man gestured. The droid dropped his simulation of her and went back to being just a droid.
"You know why you're here?" Starkiller asked her.
"Lord Vader gave me my orders himself," she said. "I am to keep your ship running and fly you wherever your missions require."
Starkiller seemed neither pleased nor displeased. "Proxy," he instructed the droid, "get the Rogue Shadow ready to launch." The damaged machine stumbled off to do his bidding, while Juno and his master followed at a more sedate pace.
"Did Lord Vader tell you that he killed our last pilot?"
Juno studied him as closely as he was obviously studying her. He was dressed in a worn black combat uniform that looked as though it had been mended many times. His arms and hands were a mess of scar tissue.
"No, but I can only assume he or she gave Lord Vader good cause to do so. I will not."
"We'll see."
His eyes had slid past her to where she had been working on the Rogue Shadow. His brows crinkled on seeing the new panel she had welded into place.
"What's this? What have you done to my ship?"
Suddenly self-conscious, Juno wiped the smudges from her cheek.
"I have taken the liberty of upgrading the Rogue Shadow's sensor array. Now you will be able to spy on any suspect ships across an entire system."
She waited for some sign of approval, but he only nodded.
"I assume that's part of your mission profile.
You are one of Darth Vader's spies.
Your ship has the most amazing long-range scanners and a cloaking device."
"You don't need to know anything about my missions except where I'm going."
"Where are we going?"
"To Nar Shaddaa. Can you handle that?"
"Of course."
The Rogue Shadow's sublight engines surged with smooth acceleration as its new pilot deftly manipulated the controls. The apprentice watched her closely as she worked, assessing her qualifications as well as her other qualities. Of the pilots he had worked with so far, none had been women. She was barely his age and very beautiful with it, but in the pilot seat, she was a consummate professional. Confident and precise, she moved as though she had been flying all her life. Once he was certain that he and Proxy were in safe hands, he turned his attention to the details of his mission.
"Proxy, give me the target."
The droid, who had been his sole continuous companion for most of his life, was sitting in a jump seat at the rear of the cockpit, strapped carefully in place. Familiar distortions played across his metal skin and features as he activated the holoprojectors that made him unique. The appearance of a hardened human warrior took form in the droid's seat. Dressed in the familiar browns of the hated Jedi, he possessed high cheekbones and a strong, broken nose. His eyes were deeply recessed and revealed none of his thoughts.
"According to official Imperial records,"
Proxy said in a deep, commanding voice that was nothing like his own,
"Jedi Master Ram Koda was a respected general in the Clone Wars."
"The Clone Wars?" Juno half turned to the controls as she prepared the ship for its jump through hyperspace.
"You're hunting Jedi."
"I bring Darth Vader's enemies to justice,"
the apprentice told her.
"And now so do you. Go on, Proxy."
"Of course. Master Koda was a military genius, but did not believe that the clone soldiers were fit for battle. Instead, he relied on a small squad of his own personally trained troops. It's the only thing that kept him from being executed when the Emperor discovered the Jedi's plot against the Republic."
Juno nodded.
"There were no clones in the squad to bring him to justice."
"Exactly, Captain Eclipse. After Order 66, he vanished. Imperial records actually claim he's dead."
The hologram of Koda faded, and Proxy returned to normal.
So why come out of hiding and attack the Empire now?
The apprentice had been considering that very question himself. Coda wants to be found.
Then we are walking into a trap.
She looked from the apprentice to Proxy and back again.
How many pilots have you lost before me?
7.
Oh, excellent.
She flipped a switch in the Rogue Shadow's complicated console. Coordinates for Nar Shaddaa are locked. Prepare for light speed.